Welcome to Licking the Bowl, the story of an appetite with recipes. I'm Erica Lutz, recording from a secret, undisclosed location. Licking the Bowl is a forthcoming book. It's this podcast. It's a memoir. It's the story of a life recreated. It's my new thing. This is episode 8. Trout. You mean like the fish? Yeah. Trout. I'm in Wyoming, and I'm 21, and I'm building trails with the Sierra Club for a week, high in the Wind River Range. We've hiked in, and the supplies have followed us by mule. There's a guy Marguerite and I like. He's tall and blonde and rugged for a 22-year-old San Franciscan. On our day off, he fishes for wild mountain trout. He builds a small fire, and he gives me a single morsel, and it's the sexiest thing I've ever eaten and the most delicious. And then he and Marguerite have sex that night in his tent, and I'm alone again. It's France, and I'm 22 and riding my bike alone across most of the country, escaping a bad breakup. I'm staying in a little inn in a little town somewhere in the southern half of the country, and I'm having dinner in a little French provincial dining room, and outside there's a gentle river. I'm the only one here, and I'm channeling my inner MFK Fisher and dreaming of the perfect meal. First a tureen of delicious soup, and then a plate of small truites au bleu, so fresh that they're curled like commas on the plate. And I do have fish, though it's not trout, something almondine. And even though it's not transcendent, it's tastier than any fish I'm used to eating. And I'm alone and heartbroken, so everything tastes amazing. A mixture of delicacy and freshness in tears. I'm 23. It's my very first night living alone for the first time. And I cook myself a beautiful trout dinner in the closet-sized kitchen on the corner of Mission and 17th Street. Trout, baked potato, steamed broccoli. It smells incredible. I sit at the tiny fold-out table, my hip almost brushing the oven door, and I take my first bite. As I swallow the forkful of trout, a sharp fishbone lodges itself deep into my throat, spanning the channel. My throat spasms, and every spasm drives the ends of the bone deeper. It hurts terribly. I can speak, I can breathe, I can cry, but the fishbone isn't going anywhere. I try calling my dad. I try calling my boyfriend Mark. Then I bolt down the stairs to Mission Street. As I cross the street, a bus comes, so I get on it, my throat still spasming, the pain intense. With each passing block, I try to figure out where the hospital is, and if the bus will get me there, convulse, stab. Then, after three blocks, my throat gives a giant lurch, and the bone goes down. I get off at the next stop, cross the street, hop another bus home, unlock the gate, climb the stairs, open the door, shut it behind me, throw my purse on the bed, and sit back down at the kitchen table. The trout is still warm. I eat it, weeping, tearing it apart with my hands to make sure I've gotten out all the bones. It's 2 years ago. Dan goes fishing for the weekend by himself, and I'm so glad to see him do this. Not that I don't want him around, but I have days of solitude in the spring forest, just me and the dogs, with the breeze and my writing, and he'll come home on Sunday evening with fresh trout. We'll sauté it gently in butter. Like the trout he will bring me, we are sweet and delicate and buttery and fresh and wild and nostalgic. Dan wakes up on the first day of the fishing season, two mountain ranges away, on the other side of Highway 395. He steps outside into 6 inches of snow. He arrives home that night with trout and stories of the Australian senior citizen who was riding his bike across the country and who thumbed a ride in Dan's truck up the first mountain range. Way to go, guy. What's going to happen when you hit the Rockies? Of the man from Texas who owns Walker, California's only whistle stop cafe and makes dynamite strawberry shortcake. Of the sweet woman who has owned the little motel for 30 years, small cement block cabins with homemade quilts on the beds. All day, Dan's waded Sierra mountain waters and cast lines, fought and caught rainbow and brown trout amid thin snowfall, silver rushing streams, and black and white granite. He's packed the fish in ice and brought them home to me. We cook them in an aluminum foil boat on the grill next to a steak for Dan, and, sentimental, I sit down to fresh trout that my sweetheart caught for me. They taste of cardboard, farm-raised and stocked fish. Perhaps in the high country, over 10,000 feet, there are still the fish of our dreams. Not these. I take 3 bites, and I'm done. But fuck the farm-raised Purina dog chow-fed trout. This is still the best relationship of my life. It's now. It's last week. What do people who live in the foothills of the Western Sierra do to unhook? Go over the mountain. Go higher. For almost a week, we were in the high country of the Eastern Sierra. It's a few days ago, and we are hiking in the high country. It's only a couple of miles, but the last half of a mile is straight up the mountain, a gain of 1,000 feet up the granite. It's relentless. It's beautiful. My thighs turn to jelly, and my feet are too heavy. But at the top, 10,600 feet into the sky, we get to Moat Lake, a small, clear alpine lake in a bowl of granite peaks. Here we might find our trout. We're not young, and it always feels like a prize to achieve this wilderness. The lake is perfect, and we are alone here. When the water is still, it reflects the sky, the trees, the craggy peaks, the snowfields. Fish jump, making widening ripples. Rainbow, browns, brookies, the mythical golden trout. A breeze comes through and obscures the water. Then the breeze stops and the water clears. Small birds sing. The sky is deep blue with puffy white clouds. Nobody is here but us all day. Dan fishes on one side of the lake, a tiny dot at the bottom of a giant tumbled granite scarp. I sit on the green side of the lake among small trees and wildflowers. We wave to each other.
How is it over there?
Dan yells.
It's great!
I call across the water.
I love you! I heard that!
He teases me.
Let's not talk!
I yell.
I don't want to set off an avalanche!
But an hour later, I yell.
Are you hungry?
And he comes to join me. We sit on a granite rock under a melting snowfield, and he fishes, and we eat roast chicken and salami and pepper jack cheese. Then he cleans the trout he's caught, 3 brookies, and we head down the mountain. You're listening to Licking the Bowl. This is Erica. Licking the bowl. Sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's metaphorical. Always, it's delicious. Today's recipe is for trout. It's actually a recipe for solioli alla magnaia, which I just love to say. Solioli alla magnaia, which is Italian for sole of the miller's wife, which you can do with sole and which you can also do with trout. So if you do this with trout, be careful that the lemon doesn't overpower the taste of the wild mountain stream or lake. It's best done with fillets, either Rex or Dover sole or trout. A pound will serve about 2 or 3 people, generally, with fish. Flour, olive oil, grapeseed oil, half a stick of butter, 1 or 2 lemons. Use 1 lemon if you're doing trout, maybe 2 if you're doing the fillet of sole. Combine olive oil and grapeseed oil in a pan. The grapeseed oil softens the flavor. Heat it until it's hot, but not smoking. Just a nice hot oil. Put flour on a plate, then coat each piece of fish with the flour. In the hot oil, fry the fish until it's done. It really doesn't take very long at all. You want it just done. Take the fish out, put it on a plate, set aside. Now, in that flour on the plate, you're going to put your half cube of butter, roll it around so it's completely covered, and then put that in the hot oil. The butter will melt and the flour will fry a little bit. Now add your lemon juice. Reduce it all over a medium heat. Cook until the sauce is thick enough. Salt and pepper it. Pour it over the fish, or you can even keep it on the side so that the eater has more control over the lemon. And there it is, solioli alla magnaia, or actually, I don't know how to say trout in Italian, but trout alla magnaia. Hey, you know, you can always find these recipes at lickingthebowl.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Bear Clover Productions, or on Twitter, not that I tweet a lot, but it's Licking Bowl. Or just email me, Erica@lickingthebowl.com. Here's the part of the podcast where I usually do chicken roundup. Here's another take on that. I'm going to talk about what I call chickensomnia. We're back from the mountains now, and I'm holding hard to the hope of keeping this calm, this equanimity in a fucked up world gained from a week in the high, high mountains. When I can't sleep, and I often can't sleep in the middle of the night, I count my chickens, my literal chickens, 9 of them. I count them in color groups. I imagine holding them, the ones who want to be touched, the ones who don't want to be touched. I count the brown ones, Ginger, the Rhode Island Red who jumps on my lap relentlessly and then pecks me, Sophia, the gold-laced Wynedot, so pretty and small. Sometimes she hops on me, but more often she's off doing her own thing. But she likes me to gently scritch her chest. Luke, the crooked rooster, his back hunched, his tail almost to the ground sideways. He won't let me touch him anymore. He just hops away. I count the black ones. Betty, the barred rock, who lets me pick her up but never volunteers to be near me. Frida, the black Australorp, queen of the double-yolked eggs, jet black and regal. Aretha, the Jersey Giant, who talks a lot, follows me around and tries to eat my hair. I count the fair ones. Dusty, the Americana, low in the pecking order, but is such a sweet chicken, with funny honk and sleek white and blonde feathers. Hillary, the noisy, fluffy, blonde, bossy Buff Orpington, her feathers so soft. I love the sweet heft of her on my lap. And Sweet Fred, my light Brahma, her white always dirty from the red soil, her feathered feet matted, and the highest little chicken voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 chickens. A complete set. They calm me. And then I roll over and press myself against Dan's sleeping back, and I fall back asleep. Episode 8, Trout. Our website, lickingthebowl.com, is created and maintained by Sale White. This is a Bear Clover Productions production. Thanks for listening.